Great storms come. They cover all towns. Summer and winter all mix up.
Floods, earthquakes, Mother Earth rising in revolt.
And flood watches abound across the western Great Lakes. Chicago, Milwaukee under a flood watch. It's not going to take much more rain, and it is in the forecast, to cause flooding, some overrunning of streams and creeks. But I-35 out of Minneapolis, potentially rough today, especially as we go into this afternoon. As you may have heard, we had 70 reports of tornadoes yesterday. More twisters possible today across parts of the Midwest. Nebraska and Iowa were hit particularly hard. As we travel along I-80, it's not advised today, especially in the afternoon, we could see more wetness. And in the southeastern part of Nebraska, around Fairfield, we had a train turned over, from what I understand. And so we could see some more rough weather later in the Corn Belt. Weather.com/travel for more travel and weather information. So we'll be keeping an eye. Back to you, Bill and Matt.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. All that hail you spoke about in the Corn Belt, not good for our crops out there, right?
Yeah, sure. Knocking down some of that corn out in eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, Kelly. And what was that? 106-mile-per-hour wind in St. Charles, Iowa. Just amazing stuff. All right, your planting calendar looking like this, folks. Hopefully your cash crops are subterranean today up in Montana. The potatoes will be, but the lettuce hopefully is not coming out of the ground just yet because it's snowing. It is snowing above 4,000 feet in Montana. Strawberry crops should be pretty safe now from North Dakota to Michigan. Threat of destructive tornadoes and severe weather will continue today. This incredible twister had jaws dropping in Furnace County, Nebraska yesterday. Details are next.
And thunderstorms are going to roll into New York City later today. Will they turn severe? The latest on all the rough weather is straight ahead.
I'm Bill Keneally.
And I'm Kelly Cass. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, a heartbreaking story continues to unfold this morning in the nation's heartland, which was hard hit by a staggering number of tornadoes yesterday.
So far, it looks like 70, a last word, Kelly, and towns have been demolished, and some people have lost everything they own, and there were lots of very terrifying moments.
We have debris in the air. Go fast! You gotta go or we're gonna die. I'm not joking.
This frightening tornado was one of three spotted yesterday in Furnace County, Nebraska. Our severe weather expert, Dr. Greg Forbes, says yesterday was the biggest tornado outbreak since May of last year. At this point, we have not received any reports of deaths or injuries. Since Friday, there have been more than 800 different reports of severe weather. And with more rough weather expected through the middle of next week, we'll likely add to those numbers. Now here's Bill with the latest on the Midwest.
Kelly, the governor of Iowa says we'll take weeks and months to rebuild what a tornado destroyed in just about 60 seconds. A tornado last week leveling the town of Bradgate, Iowa, leaving 30 of the town's 40 homes uninhabitable, I should say. And more storms are in the forecast today, which will further hamper the cleanup operations. Let's take it to the radar now, see what SkyTracker has for us. Here's Michigan. Look at all the rain here, north of around Pontiac, going north on 75, up around the Saginaw Bay area. Then it kind of bends back, Mount Pleasant, Cadillac, around Ludington. Watch out, Traverse City. This is all bowing your way, so watch out there by the Sleeping Bear Dunes. Thankfully, Sheboygan and down the lakeshore catching a breather. And then another trouble spot today, Green Bay and up in Adair County, Sturgeon Bay all the way to Gills Rock. We'll have some wind, maybe small hail, and briefly, very torrential rainfall. There, all the way over to Saginaw Bay. Do watch out here. Big broad bay there, and that's going to be causing some big waves to kick up as the winds will be gusting in that 30 to 40 mile per hour range, maybe higher. More storms kicking up now around the St. Louis area and running north on the 55 there, so watch out as you approach Springfield up towards Peoria. Couple more out there with the upper low back west of the Twin Cities along the Minnesota River Valley. Severe weather today until the front goes by. Be on your guard. Des Moines, right on that. We'll say the cutoff about I-35. So Minneapolis, Des Moines, Lamoni, down to about KC.
Thanks, Mike. Well, I'll tell you what, there's no relief in sight for folks in North Texas, at least not in...
We had mentioned we thought it would be Wink, Texas.
104 degrees. Ooh. How about today? Let's go to Laredo, back down on the Rio Grande, again near the century mark. Temperature isn't the only weather story we're tracking.
If this thing crests, you know, like they say it's going to do, I'm worried that we're not going to be able to hold it.
Volunteers are filling sandbags without stop in Gurley, Illinois. The latest on their race against time and a rising river ahead on Day Planner.
-46 in Bangor, only 51 in Boston, but a steamy 76 in Washington. Here's your afternoon and evening forecast. Hot and humid again, especially from New York and Philly south towards D.C. and Baltimore. Temperatures in the mid to the upper 80s. New England, though, stays chilly, generally 50s across the state of Maine. South, we're still hot, and it's still warm, and it's still humid. Here's Hillary.
Now, we're also dealing with some reports of severe weather, and unfortunately, it's an all-too-familiar situation for folks in Alfalfa, Oklahoma. A tornado swept through town, a leveled a fire station, blew over a trailer home, and damaged several other homes. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and it looks as if residents will have several dry days to begin repairing the damage. Unfortunately, not everybody in the South will have dry days. From just about Oklahoma City, stretching all the way up through Cape Girardeau, Missouri, is where we expect to see more heavy rains. I'm not just talking heavy, we're talking 3+ inches. That's a lot of rain to land on already saturated ground.
It's cool from Yellowstone National Park up to Mount Rainier. Look at the temperatures now. 36 in Billings, 47 Medford. And for this afternoon, nothing too terribly hot, even in the deserts of the Southwest. Sandbagging crews are trying to keep ahead of a rising river in Gurney, Illinois. We'll see if more rain will dampen their efforts to protect their town. The heat may be on in the South again today.
But you'll be feeling the heat of severe weather for the fifth day in a row in the Midwest. An estimated 54 tornadoes spun in 7 states Monday.
And the storms dump more rain over areas that are already flooded. Earlier this morning, Mike Parker of WBBM-TV updated us on conditions in waterlogged Gurney, Illinois.
Many schools and roads are closed here in the far north Chicago suburb of Gurney, and the swollen Des Plaines River continues to rise. And the worst part is it's going to get worse here before it gets better. For the people of Gurney, it has come down to waiting for the flooding to intensify. The National Weather Service is forecasting a record crest today. The Des Plaines River is expected to reach 12.5 feet. That's 5.5 feet above flood stage. Hundreds of volunteers have filled tens of thousands of sandbags to hold back the waters, but all that work may turn out to be in vain. Residents fear that when all of this is over, the flooding here could be worse than the flood disaster of 1986. That flood caused more than $100 million worth of damage here. In Gurney, Illinois, Mike Parker.
Temperatures again in New England are cool, 51 Boston, 44 Caribou. You drop south and it's going to be near 90 again in D.C., Baltimore. Temperatures are cool, especially around Yellowstone National Park, up through a good deal of Big Sky Country. Only got into the low 40s now. Morning lows in many spots are down around freezing.
Seeing severe weather, and by that I'm talking about large hail and also very damaging winds. So if you're traveling across I-70, 35, 65, that's where we're going to keep our eye on today.
Get one of the wettest Mays on record in parts of the Midwest and lower lakes. Here's rainfall totals for the month. Now the red indicates 8 inches or more as indicated by radar, the corridor of heaviest rain from northern Iowa into lower Michigan. Madison, Wisconsin has measured 9.3 inches this month. The 7.4 inches in Flint is a May record, and in Omaha the monthly total now stands at nearly 7 inches after a record daily rain yesterday. These places and many in between running 3 to 7 inches above average for just this month. and that has led to major flooding on some of the smaller rivers that eventually feed the Mississippi. In Iowa, that includes the Cedar River at Waterloo and the Wapsipinicon River at Independence. That river has been above flood stage since late last week, still running about 5 feet above. The river level was forecast to slowly fall, but not below flood stage until early Thursday morning. Farther east, just north of Chicago, major flooding is also occurring on the Des Plaines River. At Gurnee, Illinois, the river expected to crest 5.5 feet above flood stage today, exceeding the previous high water mark set back in 1986. Farther south in Des Plaines, the forecast is for a record crest on Thursday.
And you're bracing for yet more severe weather in the Midwest today.
Last night, there were 54 tornadoes reported across the nation. 19 of them were in Missouri. Earlier this morning, Eric Chaloux from KCTV updated what proved to be one stormy night for the Show Me State.
You can see behind me one of the homes caught in the path of last night's tornado. You can see right there the kitchen sink scattered all over this yard. Two little girls hurt when their home right here blew apart last evening. Livingston County, where Chillicothe is located, those officials do not have any solid damage estimates at this time, but do report several homes, barns, and buildings damaged. Now, overnight, 10 people showed up to Chillicothe Hospital with injuries, very minor injuries. No reports of fatalities from the storms here in north central Missouri. Now, overnight, we also went up to the small town of Albany, Missouri, two counties away from the Iowa border. The cornerstone of this small community, their grocery store, been there for decades, blown apart by what the sheriff said were two tornadoes that came through last evening after 6 o'clock. You can see the windows blown out, carts scattered, the roof collapsed, more than 20 cars tossed for blocks. We saw one truck that had a 2x4 shoved right through the block of that truck. Again, no fatalities to report from last night's storm. As the sun comes up, they'll be going out to gather more information. Reporting from north central Missouri, I'm Eric Chaloux for the Weather Channel.
And you can take a look here on their satellite loop going back 24 hours here at RERACS and look at the big development, huge bright white clouds there. That's those supercell tornadic thunderstorms, which have now eased off. A little bit of rain this morning around Dallas, knocking out some power and closing about 40 public schools in Dallas this morning because of the lack of juice. They did that around 8 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, we've got a weather map here with a front and a storm, and we'll have some more severe weather, we think, especially through parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Ohio Valley this afternoon. But again, the real threat here would be not so much tornadoes. There may be some, but not like yesterday. We don't think the real threat is for tornadoes, but straight line wind damage and large damaging hail in that red shaded area from St. Louis all the way over towards Indy and Cleveland. Still some flood watches in the state of Missouri. Still some flood warnings on rivers that have not crested and may not crest for the next couple of days.